Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil sharpener.
Sunday to Thursday from 10
on 2FM.
How about this? How about we get right into this? I think this will be fun. I mentioned it to you just a minute ago, and we have a very interesting gentleman on the phone with us. His name is Ivan. Ivan Lekask. Hi, and welcome to the show. Let's give him a big round of applause. Hi, Ivan.
Well, thanks so much. I appreciate you having me on. Appreciate it.
Look, Ivan, I'd imagine that you're a busy man with the kind of release of this book. Let me explain to everyone really quickly who Ivan is, and we're going to have a little chat with him tonight. Ivan is the co-author of... Well, firstly, actually, how about I tell you the experience that led Ivan to writing this book? He says, when I first brought this subject up with my wife, I bombed completely, but I realized over time that I hadn't sold the concept properly. That was the genesis of the idea for the manual. Now, Ivan, what is the name of the manual?
Okay, the manual is called, it's the Convince Her to Get Bigger Breasts manual. And imagine the creativity that went into that name.
A lot, I'd imagine.
Hey, it's succinct. It's to the point, Ivan. We're constantly missold things these days. I like a bit of directness in my marketing, you know?
Well, listen, I believe it is the only book in the world that coaches men on how to convince the woman that they're in a committed relationship with to get breast augmentation. And, you know, I can tell you the whole story of how it came to be. It was almost by accident, really. And so let me know if you'd like...
I would. I'd love to. Of course. I would love to see what can spawn a book like this.
Well, I guess if we start at the beginning, my mom probably forgot to breastfeed me. So that accounts for this catastrophic consequence of me writing this.
This fixation book. You have with boobs.
And I'm not so sure that I'm unique in that regard.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so at all.
You know, it's certainly not misogynistic or anti-woman. I really do think it's pro-relationship. But what happened is that, you know, I had this, I would hope, healthy interest in breasts and found that they had a certain magic that emanated from them that went way beyond just, you know, the carnal aspect. And in my first marriage, this is going back a couple of decades, my wife enthusiastically said one night, tell me your fantasies. Whatever they are, I'll fulfill them for you. And
so that's what every man wants to hear, isn't it?
Well, yes, and like a happy young kangaroo, I jumped into that opening and I said, I'd like you to make your breasts bigger.
Oh, Ivan, do you think that was quite what she meant when she said, let me tell you your fantasies?
Evidently not. So I bombed and it was a bit of a sore point between us. So,
Ivan, do you mind me asking, if it's not too personal, because I know you bring up this detail, which is why I'll ask, and I don't know if it's too personal if you want to give the answer, but can you give me what size they were? Like, what did you feel they needed to be increased from to?
You know, interesting story. My first wife was actually quite attractive. She had been a beauty pageant contestant, and she had pretty sizable breasts, but for some reason, fairly early, they you know, usually it's childbearing that deflates them, or you know, breastfeeding. But in her case, I think it was just sort of it might have been birth control pills that she had taken earlier. It happens to a lot of women. You know, they take birth control medication.
Sure.
Their breasts kind of swell
up. It changes the hormones, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but if we fast forward from that point. After that, I had remarkable luck, and women that I was involved with really went for the whole concept of breast augmentation. So,
but when I say augmentation, I mean, are you increasing them or just changing the shape of them? Or are you asking them to go to a bigger, like, quantifiable size, as in to go from A up to D, or how does it work?
Right. Well, let's not shy away from this. We're talking about bigger is better.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
So, you know.
Hey, don't be laughing. There's nothing wrong with that. If that's how you feel, that's how, I mean, honesty is the best policy.
There you go. So, about 7 years ago, I've been in a relationship with Victoria, my partner, for close to 7 years, and you know, she was aware that I had this history, and she said, "Wow, you have been incredibly lucky." And I said, "You know, strangely enough, I don't think it's luck. There's a certain way of talking about it and presenting it." And she said, "Well, you should write a book." And she didn't expect it, but I actually sat down and wrote the book, and it came out about 60 pages. I put up a little website called implantsforher.com.
Sure.
Before Implants for Her, so a little commercial plug there.
Sure, of course. Implants for Her, absolutely. I mean, let's get the book out there in case anyone would like to buy it. Absolutely, implantsforher.com, most definitely.
Thank you. First surprise. people started buying it.
Sure.
That was just a shock to me. I just didn't believe they would, but they did, people from all over the world. And the second surprise was when I began to get emails from husbands saying, well, we just had the operation. Thank you so much. We're both really happy. It took a few months to get there, but I went, wow, it actually works. Then over time, readers began to contribute more suggestions, and the book grew. Now it's over 100 pages. And as far as I know, we have a good success rate, meaning that women actually, buy into the whole concept. And I would like to explain that it's more about fulfilling your partner's fantasies. It's not so much of, honey, I want you to go out and get bigger breasts. But it's more like, look, I would love this relationship to be on a more intense, magical plane, if you will, to add something new, to bring back the excitement about sexuality that we had when we first got together. And boy, this would sure do it. And it's a pretty compelling argument, especially if the woman feels like the man will also step up.
I'm sitting here, and I'm the only one between the three of us here that actually has a pair of boobs, right?
A fine pair, might I add.
Thank you, Chris.
A beautiful pair.
But what if your wife or your partner were to ask you, hey, would you mind getting a penis enlargement? Would you agree to that? You know the way, you know, in relationships there has to be compromise. And you're kind of saying to these women, okay, if you get this boob job, you're fulfilling my fantasy, you know, thanks a million. But what if she said the same to you to kind of make a piece of your body anatomy bigger?
Great. Well, you know, it's the question, isn't it? Mm. And Victoria, in her previous marriage, shortly after she got married, her husband asked her to get bigger boobs. That was exactly her response. So I think you'll find it on page 3 or 4 of the manual. Gentlemen, be ready for that retort and understand how you feel about it and what you'll say. So, you know, I know where I stand on that personally. And let me put it to you this way.
Okay.
If men had the equivalent, for instance, if there were an operation, relatively inexpensive, very safe, high satisfaction rate, that would instantly make almost all the women in the world want to have sex with me and would make a huge majority of them think about it the instant they saw me, and most of them would be a lot nicer to me, I would jump on it. And I think most men would too. So that's my answer. Take it as you will.
I guess I get what you're saying there. You're saying there isn't really a comparable equivalent, as in penis enlargement surgery doesn't really exist, and it's not really the same because it's much more...
It is, I'm sorry.
It's much more costly and much more dangerous. Like, you can do a boob job in like an hour, and you're in and out of the hospital.
It can still be very dangerous, though.
Well, I suppose.
You interestingly talked in your manual about this thing called ultrasexuality. Can you explain that to me? I find it kind of interesting.
Well, the idea there is, look, Victoria and I are regular people. We have 6 kids between us. We go to work every day. Mm-hmm. We go to the gym. We're very disciplined. We take care of our responsibilities. But we like the idea of not having a humdrum existence in the bedroom.
Okay, and that's okay.
We like that. We just don't feel like there's anything wrong with it. Most of our readers feel the same way.
Yeah.
I would say about 90% of the people who purchased the Convincer manual are professional men between 30 and 55, and they're in long-term relationships. Oddly enough, 5% of the people who purchased it are women.
Wow.
Okay.
Yes, and I've asked a couple of them why. You know, what's your interest in? One of them said, well, I just want to know how guys think about this. Another one said, oh, I'm going to make sure he stumbles across it and thinks it's all his idea.
Yeah, women are good at that.
She said, I want to do it anyhow. And this way, he'll be bending over backwards with all sorts of techniques to try and make it an attractive option for me. So I'll get so much more out of it. I'm going to manipulate him into manipulating me.
That's devious, isn't it? That's a Machiavellian level of manipulation. That's crazy. Wowee, so some women are buying it.
It's kind of this whole manual, though.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah. Well, hey, can I ask a question, if you don't mind, Ivan? I notice here, because there's some pictures of you and your very, very beautiful, attractive wife, Victoria. I notice she's not a shy lady. There's a picture of her in a bikini, and she's posing, and she's looking very sexy. What size are her breasts? Those are enormous-looking breasts.
Yeah, they... They're pretty notable. They're in American sizes, and I don't know if it's different in the UK, but her breasts are size 26K.
K? Whoa. That's something else.
She is about 5'3", weighs 110 pounds, including her boobs.
Wow.
And so she's a very good athlete. I just want to throw that in there. She's, you know, she's really good at kickboxing and dancing.
So she's able to do all the normal things, even though her boobs are massive.
They're K boobs. I mean, they're crazy. Yeah. That's insane. So do you mind me asking what size they were before the surgery? Because, I mean, K seems huge, especially for a lady who's 5'3".
Right. When I met her, she was like a large C cup or a small D cup.
Okay.
And she's had over the years, she's had a few augmentations. And, you know, the reason you see, actually, she is a very shy person, but about 6 months, 7 months ago, since we put her on the cover of the book, she was invited to start doing some modeling. So at the ripe age of 47, which is what she is now, she started doing bikini modeling.
Wow.
And has been pretty popular. And there's sort of this other side to her that comes out. And, you know, it's nothing like pornographic. I mean, certainly not to me.
No, it's very innocent. It's just like glamour model shots, as you might
say. And are you able to handle all the attention, let's say, that she might get because of her huge breasts?
You know, it's a funny thing. Generally speaking, men are respectful and appreciative. She does sometimes get a hard time with women, especially if she walks into a new gym and they snicker and kind of band together, you know, for protection against this dangerous newcomer. You know, sure. The fact is, breasts, there's some power in breasts. We all are aware of it. We all know it. And
yeah, but men can't articulate what it is they love about breasts.
We just do, all right?
You see, this is exactly. Did you hear that, Ivan? Like, that is Chris's. We just do.
Yeah.
That's no good to me, because to me, you're like, well, lads, if you break it down, it is, as I said this before, it's all about breastfeeding. So how can men articulate it properly to women to maybe get them to understand how men feel about boobs and breasts?
That's what this manual is. They're just magical.
It's a great question. And I think, guys, we have to step up and be a bit more poetic about what we really
hear.
And to me, there's so much more than just sexuality. There's this feeling of abundance, of richness, of...
It's a bountiful feeling. It is, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit like winning the lottery. Yes. And it has connotations all across the board, I think it really adds a dimension to life. And I will say, I think there's a corollary on the female side. I know women who only are attracted and turned on by men who are, say, 6'3" or
taller.
It's
the same biological thing, exactly.
You know, it's just some women are that way and some are not. And I could get upset about it because I'm not that tall, or not. And I mean, I choose not to, because there's nothing to do about it. It just is. It's the reality of the world.
So you're saying that if you do come across someone with smaller boobs, you can do something about that, but you can't make a man taller.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty tough to, you know, they have these racks back in the Middle Ages that might have worked on that score. But, you know, the thing is, the outcomes that I hear, the testimonials that I get from husbands seem so positive in terms of what it's done for the marriage and livened things up. Occasionally I get these emails from a gentleman who says, look, I married my wife, I do love her, but I have come to realize that something is really missing because, you know, her breasts kind of disappeared after breastfeeding.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
So what do I do? Do I have an affair? Do I get a divorce?
Well, what do you do?
Jesus, lads.
What you do is, Kira, you buy this man's book. That's what you do. You convince her to get bigger breasts.
Or maybe have a conversation before heading out there to have an affair.
Come on, look.
Exactly. Leave your marriage. Exactly.
Look, Kira, that's insane. What are you talking about? How are we going to do that? Look, I think this book is a great idea. It's called Convince Her to Get Bigger Breasts Manual. Ivan
Lekas. I have a funny feeling I know what Chris is going to buy me for Christmas, by the way.
Actually,
Ivan.
Kira, I don't mean to objectify you. You have very large breasts. I don't think you need to be increasing anything, if you don't mind me saying. I think how things are at the moment is fine. I don't know if you have big enough breasts for Ivan.
No,
here.
Chris, what if I breastfeed and my boobs just disappear?
You're off this show. We're literally getting rid of the contract.
But we have the answer for that. We have the answer for that. Just give your husband the manual and let him think it's all his idea.
Exactly. Convince him into thinking it was his idea. Look, Ivan, I know you're a busy man and I know you're getting a lot of attention because of this book. So we will let you go. But before we do, I must tell everyone that the name of the book is Convince Her to Get Bigger Breasts Manual. The Convince Her to Get Bigger Breasts Manual. It's online now. Ivan Lekas is the co-author here. He's on the phone with us. And Ivan, you mentioned a website there as well. Was it implantsforher.com?
It was indeed.
Yes, it is. Implants with the number 4 and then her.com, or just Google on Convincer Emmanuel, and you'll find it along with all the controversy about it.
I say so. Absolutely.
I really appreciate you guys have been great. Thank you for having me on.
No worries. You're very welcome, there you Ivan. Go. That's Ivan Lukasik, Kira, with a very interesting book idea.
I don't know about that, Chris. Am I the only one who thinks that's a really unhealthy relationship to be in?
No. I think.
Okay, Chris, basically what Ivan was saying, as nice as Ivan was and everything like that, he was basically saying, okay, you need to change yourself as a person for me to love you more.
Yes, absolutely.
Chris, that is an awful message to be giving out to the world.
But here's the thing. Here is the thing, Kira.
Chris, did you not kind of get a little bit worried about the fact that, okay, his ex-wife...
I noticed she was his first wife.
His first wife, who he tried to, you know, get breast implants for. When he met his current partner, she knew that he had a history of this. So this man has basically gone with women, and I don't know how, has convinced them to get these massive, massive boob jobs.
It's Kay enormous, though.
Kay is way too big. Come on, let's break it down.
She's 5'3".
Health-wise, she is 5'3".
And about 7 stone.
She must fall over all the time.
Her centre of gravity
must be insanity. Come on, this is ridiculous. Like, and then when he started saying about, well, I had a husband on to me and, you know, he said, you know, if my wife, her boobs have kind of disappeared after breastfeeding, should I have an affair? It's like, lads, that's not the first thing you do. Like, you don't marry somebody for perfect boobs for the rest of your life. Well, you just don't. That is not life. No, this was one of my favorite lines that I read from the book. I actually started reading the manual because I was like, ah, here we go. Now. Bad news. He has fantasies and they involve another woman who looks different to you. Good news. Hold on. Good news. He has fantasies and they involve you looking differently than you do today. What the?
Yeah.
I can't see how either of those are positive.
They're good news. You know.
No. And sorry, one of my favorite parts of the book as well, Chris, was women should encourage, you should encourage your women to privately have a conversation with their surgeons. You know why? Because they might surprise you and get an even bigger cup than the two of you had discussed. I was going through this and I was like,
honey, I got Z breasts. Look at me. I looked like a cow.
In
this was all for you.
And in one part of the book as well, it was like, it's really frustrating, you know, when you wish your partner looked different and you're frustrated by not having big breasts to touch all the time. That is legit a couple of lines in this manual. Oh my God. Anyway.
You know, Kira, I'm a bit of an innovator and I came up with
I love the way he dodged, the penis enlargement question as well.
No, but like, for real, there aren't any penis enlargement surgeries, like real ones.
There is, though.
But they don't do the same thing as boob enlargement.
Boob jobs are dangerous.
They're not.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dr. Chris Green.
They are not.
Is that scientifically proven that boob jobs are not dangerous?
I'm going to look up fatalities,
Chris,
from boob
implants
jobs.
Implants have exploded inside a woman. Women get back pain because they get these ridiculously massive implants that don't suit their frame.
Okay, hold on. I am looking up the death rate from women who get breast enlargements. I'm trying to find out if I can get any statistics on it. I'll be back to you on this.
Yeah.
But it looks like it's very low. You know, it was my idea to make my wife feel worthless. And
literally.
You know, I'm a bit of an innovator, so I made her feel horrible. 1 in 57,000 is apparently the number of kind of complications that arise from breast enlargements. There you go. Chris and Kira. 2FM.